every day. Makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world? I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, we need them. Yes, we do. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living, that is. So are you ready? Ready for your daily dose. Your daily dose of radio rehab.
You know what?
Yeah?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm glad. Hey, folks. Welcome. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. You notice there's a lot of people walking around with dirty foreheads today?
Yeah, I did. What's that about?
All right.
We should a lot of people got their heads stuck in the sink?
No. It's Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
And all joking aside, it's an important day in the Christian community because it's the beginning of Lent.
Right.
And, you know, Mardi Gras is behind us now. We have
all
entered,
celebrations have come to a close.
We've entered into a solemn season repentance and going within.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people talk about giving something up for Lent, right?
Right.
What if we were to give up negative thinking?
Mm.
What difference would that make in our lives and in our communities?
That would be a biggie.
Well, I mean, we could make Lent mean let's eradicate negative thoughts.
Oh, you're going to the extreme here.
I used
to say let's eliminate.
No, I'm negative. Eradicating.
We're on to bigger things now.
I want you to think about. I want us all to think about what impacts negative thinking has on all of us as individuals. Mm-hmm. It contributes to problems like anxiety, depression, stress, low self-esteem. It reinforces neural pathways associated with negative emotions
right.
in our brains.
Yes.
It lowers confidence. It lowers our self-confidence. It lowers self-esteem. So I'm suggesting that if we're going to give something up, why don't we give up negative thoughts, negative thinking?
I'm all for it.
Let's eradicate negative thinking. We're going to talk about that today on Strategies for Living. We're going to come back and talk about what we need to be aware of, something called negative bias.
Okay.
Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. Let's eliminate negative thoughts. Back in a moment here on Strategies.
Tune in daily, find the light. Mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, as we talk about Lent, which we're we're gonna make that mean let's eradicate negative thoughts.
Right.
Let's eradicate negative thinking. You know, I remember as a little guy going to Catholic grade school, my first grade teacher, Sister Mercedes, and I guess, you know, I probably had heard about it in church, but had not really paid attention until, you know, first grade catechism, you learn all of the ins and the outs of, you know, Christianity, Catholic Christianity. Mm-hmm. And so we came to Lent, and Sister Mercedes asked us all, you know, what we were giving up for Lent.
Right.
And, you know,
this
person says chocolate and that person says, you know, peppermints and this, you know, and it comes to me and I said watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very pleased with me.
Sure.
Until she found out that I hated watermelon.
Right. Clever.
I've got to be one of the only people. And I've tried. I truly have tried. I want a lot. It looks so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, on a hot like summer day, it looks so good. I think it's the sensory
texture
stuff. Yeah, and I don't know. It's
unique.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, it worked for a little while. And you know, there's nothing wrong with giving something up as a, you know, as a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, don't forget you can also do the positive things,
like add something.
What you can add to, you know, maybe you go work at a soup kitchen. Maybe you donate time at your favorite charity. Maybe you go to the food bank. Again, those are positive things
it's
that you can do.
It's sort of a purposeful time of the year within this theology where you improve yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether that's adding or eliminating.
And we're kind of taking it and in a sense turning it around.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, well, if you're going to give something up, let's give up something that is so prevalent.
Well, but it's also
it's
also the root cause of many of the behaviors that we may work on the surface to eliminate.
Absolutely.
Or change.
Absolutely.
Underneath that are the negative thinking patterns, right?
So we're making Lent represent let's eradicate negative thoughts. And why are negative thoughts, why are they such a problem? Well, I mean, turns out we have this thing called negative bias, right?
Yeah.
And negative bias is it's our tendency not only to register negative stimuli more readily, but also to dwell, you know, to dwell on events that are negative. You know, it's also known as positive negative asymmetry. And the negativity bias means that we feel the sting of the rebuke more powerfully than we feel the joy of praise, right?
Right. Well, yeah, and that makes sense kind of on a biological basis because, you know, as a body, you know, in the brain, it's always looking out for threats.
Right.
And so it's going to register and store anything related with fear more closely because that poses a threat to our being in a body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so when you look at negativity bias, as a psychological phenomenon, it explains why bad first impressions can be so difficult for us.
Yeah.
To overcome and why past traumas can have such a long and lingering effect.
Right.
You know, in almost any interaction, we're more likely to notice negative things and later remember them more vividly, right? So we tend to pay attention to the negative events more than the positive ones, and we learn from negative outcomes and experiences, and we even make decisions based on negative information more than positive data, right?
Yes. Yeah, we see that in all the inventors, right? They learn from all of their mistakes.
Yeah, it's the quote-unquote bad things that grab our attention and are sticky. They stick to our memory, you know?
Yeah.
And in many cases, they influence decisions that we make. Mm-hmm. So some examples of negative bias. Let's say that you receive a performance review at work, right?
Right.
And it was the review was very, very positive overall.
Mm-hmm.
And it noted, Lauren, you have some strong performance and achievements in these areas. But let me give you some constructive comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those constructive comments pointed out areas where you could improve, and what you get away from that performance review, and you find yourself fixating on not all of the positives, right?
Right.
But on those areas of improvement. So rather than feeling good about the positive aspects of the review, you're upset and you're angry because of just one or two what you perceive as critical comments, right?
Right.
That's an example of negative bias.
Mm-hmm.
Another would be you have an argument. Yeah. With your significant other, right?
Right.
And afterwards, you find yourself focusing on, all the things that your partner is flawed in, right?
Right.
Instead of acknowledging
that went wrong.
Instead of acknowledging their good points, you ruminate over all of their imperfections, and even the most trivial thoughts faults are amplified. And while the positive characteristics are overlooked. So that's just a couple of examples of negative bias,
okay.
And you pointed out it comes from, it actually is, originates, as
survival,
a protective mechanism,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, because even in the instances where, for instance, in that work review, I could also reframe that as, I think it's a good thing that I'm focused on my areas of growth.
Right.
Because those are things that I want to work towards, in terms of goals and changing.
Right? Right, right, right.
However, it is very important that we learn, that we teach ourselves to refocus, right? To take a step back and put everything in perspective.
Yeah.
And remind ourselves of those positives.
And the thing is, when we're talking about Lent and, sacrificing and work, because of the, what we know in terms of neuroscience, this is work. Because
yes.
What happens in our brain, neuroscientific evidence has shown there's a greater neural processing in the brain responding to negative stimuli.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've got a whole area of the brain called the amygdala,
right,
which is lit up for fear. I mean, it's constantly searching for fear.
Yep. Yep.
For threats to our security and our safety. Right.
A lot of studies have measured what's called ERPs, event related brain potentials. Yeah.
Yes.
Which show the brain's response to very specific sensory or cognitive or motor stimuli. And they've shown that negative stimuli elicit a larger brain response than a positive one.
Right.
So again, if we're going to tackle this, if we're going to do what we're talking about this evening and tackle, let's eradicate negative thinking and negative thoughts, then it truly is a sacrifice and work, because the easy thing to do is just to, let it continue to happen.
Take the default negative bias.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what we're talking about today, what we're actually arguing for, is actually something that not only in the spirit of the Lenten season,
right,
is truly extra work, extra sacrificing, So Sister Mercedes would be very proud of me, because that was the whole idea. Okay,
right.
Well, give it, you got to do this extra work. You just offer it up as a sacrifice. If I heard that once in Catholic school, grade school, I heard it a gajillion times. Well, just offer that up, offer that up. That was, that was the answer, which is not a bad, I'm kind of joking about that. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but that would be a difficult concept as a little person to wrap your head around.
Absolutely. Yeah. But my point in drawing this together is truly, if we're going to do this, if we're going to eliminate, eradicate negative thoughts, negative thinking, you are truly in for some workload.
Right.
You are truly in for some sacrifice.
And so what you're saying is I have to have on board already my own self-compassion and forgiveness in my back pocket, right, as I pursue this sacrificial offering.
But perhaps the flip side of that is you're going to get something, too.
Oh, huge, yeah.
Because if you can overcome, you know, what does negativity bias do? It takes a toll on our mental health.
Mental, physical, emotional,
absolutely.
All of it.
And it takes a, we dwell on the dark thoughts. It hurts our relationships. Mm-hmm. And it makes it difficult to maintain, you know, an optimistic outlook on life. So,
therefore, creating a negative, miserable life experience, right?
Right. So, if we could possibly, if there's a possible way that we could pull this off, right? Mm-hmm. And what is Lent? About 6 weeks?
40 days, right?
40 days, right? Yeah. Well, not counting the Sundays and stuff.
Technically.
So, you know, you've got 40 plus days to accomplish this.
Enough time
but
to
if
make
you,
a habit.
If you can do this, man, what an impact you can make on your own life, the lives of people that you love and are close to, and the greater good, too.
Absolutely.
We're talking about let's eradicate negative thoughts. Lent, looking at it in a kind of a different way here on Strategies for Living. We'll be back. More to come. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for Living Radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Here on 1017 FM, 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are we're into Lent now.
Just beginning.
There you go. L-E-N-T. Let's eradicate negative thoughts. Have you ever caught yourself, you know, kind of stuck in that in that loop of negative thinking.
Yes.
And when you catch yourself, you realize, you know, how overwhelming the mm-hmm. thoughts can feel.
Yep.
Like,
and it's just about practice, you know, of being that awareness, because I can remember a time when I was very stuck in them to where I didn't know that there was a way out. And even then, as I grew, I could notice it, but still not find my way out.
Right.
So now where I can notice it, and it's almost like I see it like 50 feet away now instead. Yeah. Yeah. So I notice it and I say, whoa, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that ability just comes with practice and time, which is what this period of Lent can give you. Now, you're not going to get there over Lent, maybe a couple Lents. I mean, that's what it took me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a good time to start.
Sure.
It's a good time. And if you make any headway at all, you know, you can tell yourself, wow, I can do this.
Right.
You know,
it's doable.
It's doable. And even if you could wait till next Lent, but why do that? If you prove to yourself over the next 5 or 6 weeks, mm-hmm. hey, I'm making a difference in my life.
Huge.
You know, well, then why wouldn't you go ahead and, you continue to mm-hmm. do that?
Yeah.
I had to, you know, laugh when we were talking about getting, you know, the negative thinking and the thought loops mm-hmm. Back in the day. One of the radio stations in this building came on the air, launched KTUX, Tux 99, back in the day. And before they came on the air, they played, I don't know, for days and days and days, "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha Hee Ho, to the Funny Farm."
They and just played
they
that
played
song
it
on repeat.
Over and over and over. Over.
Oh, okay, well, that would drive
and it
you
was
insane.
Days. And then they came on the air with the, you know, that back in the day, that was kind of a...
Because they were transitioning to a new
Well, they came on the
station.
Air. It was a brand new station, so they turned the transmitter on
and just played
"They're Coming to Take Me
some
Away."
Some kind of radio yeah. humor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine anything worse maybe than... if they looped and played "Achy Breaky Heart" over and over and over, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, here's the deal. We need to understand, and we touched on this, that if we understand the intricate workings of our brain's response to negative thinking, mm-hmm. then, you know, and we touched on this, you got to look to evolutionary biology.
Right.
Because that's what has shaped our responses mm-hmm. to threats. Our brains have been honed over millennia prioritize survival.
Right.
And that's what has equipped us to be extremely sensitive. We have this extremely sensitive alarm system.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the amygdala.
Yes.
And that's, you know, it acts as a watchtower.
It's a watchtower.
Yeah.
It's constantly scanning for threats.
Absolutely.
And I also have another... You know, so much of our world has rapidly evolved around us, our technology and our lifestyle and everything else. And, you know, I just can't help but wonder if our bodies have had enough time to catch up with that evolutionarily as well.
Yeah.
And so it's important to keep that in mind, right? That we still, like, we treat the work deadline. Our bodies respond to the work deadline.
Kind of like the saber-toothed tiger,
right? As if the tiger is about to eat us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not. And we have to take a step back
mm-hmm.
and remind ourselves, okay,
I'm safe.
And
there's
no
tiger going to eat me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though it may feel like that, you know, your boss may feel like a saber-toothed tiger every now and then.
And you know, remember when you are into that, remember that there's always, 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 it doesn't matter what's going on or how bad it might seem, there's always something to be thankful for.
Absolutely.
And so, again, you know, we do have things that happen these days. I mean, stuff continues to happen. last minute deadlines, conflicts, financial worries. We've got a load. Yeah. Bad weather coming and we don't know if it's going to affect us. But I mean, you know, we also need to understand that negative thinking over the long haul, you mentioned our immune system earlier.
Yep.
Our immune system can become compromised if we dwell on the negative. Our digestive and reproductive systems can have disruptions.
Because biologically, if we're shifted into that sympathetic state all the time,
right,
it's not meant to run that way. Although in modern humans, that seems to be a rising issue, that we're shifted into sympathetic and we don't remember how to shift ourselves into parasympathetic, and that it's important and necessary.
Yeah.
And that would be your rest and digest functions, right?
Absolutely.
And so you're not going to digest properly or get enough rest if you can't allow your body to shift out of that, what's colloquially called fight or flight, right?
Right. And you know, over time, it even makes changes in our brain structure.
Absolutely.
There are
studies that show the increased size of the amygdala,
right,
and then the decreased size of other areas of the brain in response.
And so it's going to affect things like our memory,
right, decreased hippocampus,
our emotion. And if the brain is just constantly on high alert, we're anxious. We're on edge.
And here's the cool thing about that. We see physical changes in the brain in response to our negative thinking.
Yeah.
We see that. We know that. We accept that.
Right.
It's in science. So why would we not expect we have other physical changes in the rest of our body and changes in the way we perceive our world and experience our world because of also our negative thinking?
Absolutely.
Right? And that's what we're talking about. That's so important.
And so in the next segment coming up, we're even going to take, we've played with LENT, let's eradicate negative thinking. In the next segment, you're actually going to play with
strategies.
you're going to strategize with LENT.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we've got a little bit of time left in this one. I mean, the thing is, why are we spending so much time talking about the negativity?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so important. In fact, the first step in mitigating the negativity bias is by recognizing
that it's there. Right.
And being willing to kind of take a step back, if you would.
Yeah.
And I mentioned a second ago, there's always, you know, the first step back, you can always, it doesn't matter what's happened, you can always find something to be thankful for.
Right. And that's the first step in.
I have an acquaintance who I talk to fairly often, who's going through some tough times. And when I talk to this person, they're in a habit now of early in the conversation, you know, how you doing? Well, I'm not dead yet. Well, okay,
okay,
good.
That's something to be thankful for.
I say that.
Yeah, I say that.
Just to remind
and
this
I'm
person.
Thankful you're not dead yet too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thankful for your acquaintance.
But I mean, you know, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. When we take a step back from our negative thinking, and we talk some, maybe we don't talk enough about this, Lauren, but we talk some here on Strategies for Living of, you know, that to remember that each one of us are not our thoughts.
Right.
We're just simply holding our thoughts right now. You might even think of it this way. Your thoughts are just the passengers.
Right.
They're not the drivers.
Well,
you're the driver.
Well, I also like to think of it, you know, as they're the clouds, they're the weather.
Yeah.
And we are the sky.
Yeah.
We hold it all.
Yeah.
We have the ability, we have the capacity to hold it all.
Yeah.
And we're receivers.
What if we were to name our negative thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I like
what
that.
If we were to give them a name? There's a Hindu goddess of destruction.
Yeah.
Called Kali.
Kali, yeah.
Yeah, so you could name your negative thoughts Kali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you start going down a negative thought spiral.
Oh, there's Callie.
You could say to
Callie's
yourself,
broadcasting live again.
Hey, Callie, how you doing? And so, you know, it's several years ago, I would tell people, you know, the cartoon where the little angel is on one side and the little devil is on the other side.
Yeah.
And I kind of played with this with negative thinking.
Okay.
You know, because one of the things that in the counseling room you work on a lot is, you know, okay, well, how can you recognize that negative thought, and then how can you replace it with something different? Once you recognize it, recognize it, rethink it. And I had somebody come back and after we talked about that in the session, and they said, well, I had a little devil on one side of my shoulder, but I carried you on the other shoulder, and you were whispering, and everything that the little devil would say negatively, you would whisper in something positive. Okay, well, whatever works for you, you know. But I think, you know, the thing is to acknowledge them, take a step back, acknowledge that the thoughts are there, and kind of okay, they're there. But I don't have to dwell on them.
No,
I can
don't
even
have to
just I can
listen
I can,
to them.
I can thank them and say thank you for thank you for your input.
Right.
And now we're done. You know, you don't have to hang around here anymore.
No, I appreciate it.
All right. So when we come back, you've taken the L-E-N-T.
Yeah, we've already started talking about some of them, but not directly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you've made them into a way, strategies, if you would, to help us eradicate negative thoughts. Let's eradicate negative thoughts. What a great way to start the season of Lent, right?
Absolutely. Let's
talking
do it.
About it today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. Stay with us.
You to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio.
I'm looking for them. I'm trying to find them.
Where they at?
Yeah, well, let's get after them. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel and Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we're talking about Lent, kind of in a different way today. L-E-N-T, let's eradicate negative thoughts. And before you say, that's not really sacrificing. Oh, ooh. Yeah, it is.
Oh, buddy.
You're going to, if you decide to do this for Lent,
mm-hmm.
you're really going to give something up.
Yeah.
It's going to be work.
Yes.
And so just know that going in. It'd be a heck of a lot easier to give up chocolate or
I love that this
watermelon.
Is also true. It's true to the season, not only of Lent, but also the season of spring, approaching spring, late winter, approaching spring.
Yeah.
Because this particular idea of eliminating negative thinking
right.
is something that you do under the surface, you do within you. Nobody can say, well, you're not keeping your Lenten sacrifice because I saw you eat watermelon.
No, it's an individual deal.
And it's a very internal process,
yeah.
right? Which produces extremely amazing external results if you have time and the patience, if you continue to prune it.
Absolutely.
Which is also reflective of what's going on now in terms of seasonality, right?
Right, right.
If we think about this is late winter, and so there's still a lot of rooting down in the ground going on of seeds,
right?
And which will burst forth in the spring.
We're gonna see.
We're gonna see
a lot of beauty coming up.
Right now,
we don't see it.
What are the seeds doing? They're finding their way through the darkness. They are pushing their way.
Good
through
point.
The dark soil.
Good point.
You know, with no light to see the way.
All right, so what are the strategies
okay.
here? You have me curious. You've
right.
got L-E-N-T
yeah.
for strategies.
I do.
Okay,
I do.
So I'm curious.
All right, so L, can we give them all to you at once?
Okay, and then we can unpack them.
Okay. L is for listen to your inner dialogue.
Okay.
E is for exchange negativity for gratitude.
Okay, I like it.
N, nurture positive influences.
Okay.
And T, transform your mindset.
Ooh, this is going to be a good Lent. Okay.
Right.
So the first thing then, the mm-hmm. first L.
Yes.
Is I gotta tune in. I gotta listen, right?
Pay attention to the way that you're talking to yourself. And notice, be aware. You have to be aware of what you're saying, you know, in order. What you're thinking in order to change what you're thinking.
Ask yourself at the maybe take a little inventory mm-hmm. at the end of every day.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously you're not gonna know this exactly because we have thousands of thoughts a day. But ask yourself, what was the percentage today?
Mm.
What was my percentage of positive to negative?
Right.
And you could even, if you want to, throw in neutral, you know, because some of our thoughts are just neutral. They're
sure.
not positive or negative.
Right.
But you know, just what's the percentage of positive to negative? Just simply tuning in at first.
Right.
You know, kind of gives us an idea of how much work we need to do.
Yeah, and to just be aware of how you're speaking to yourself. I mean,
yeah.
we talk about that all the time here because it's so important.
Right.
You know, or would you talk to somebody you loved the way you just thought up to yourself?
Okay.
Would you really do that?
So the L is listen. The E is?
The E is exchange negativity for gratitude.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
Which is something you've kind of been sprinkling in.
Well, yeah, because again, it doesn't matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can always, always, always find something to be thankful for.
Right. And this can be done immediately, right? Like as soon as you catch a negative thought, like, oh man, it's raining today. That sucks. You
yeah.
can immediately replace it with gratitude.
Yeah, but I'm thankful for the rain because this is the season, as you pointed out, where the seeds need the extra water
nutrients.
And the
yep.
nutrients that are provided by that.
Right.
And spring is coming and it's going to be beautiful.
And we can't have flowers without rain.
Yeah.
And that's true on a metaphorical level for us as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't have great strides. We can't have resilience without the strife.
So listen, mm-hmm. exchange, okay, the N.
Nurture positive influences.
Okay.
So this is the part where we're going to add a little bit. So first we're recognizing and we're exchanging, but now we're going to nurture positive influences, whether that's uplifting content, like on your social media or in your music or in your reading.
Or it could be the people you hang around.
Right, or the conversations that you enjoy hanging.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how many of us at work tend to, you know, do the quote unquote water cooler talk and we get into the gossip? What if we were just to walk away from some of those conversations?
Yep.
We can.
Absolutely.
You know,
we have a choice.
Without saying anything, you know, just excuse ourselves, you know.
You could do that, you know, if news is a big negative downer in your life too. That's another area that you could just... You turn it off.
Okay.
Watch the headlines and then move on.
All right. And then the T.
T is for transform your mindset.
Mm.
Okay. Right. So this is where you're actively engaging with the thoughts. You're challenging your negative thoughts by asking, you know, maybe our four favorite questions from Byron Katie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is this true?
Yep.
Do I know this to be absolutely?
Do I positively know it to be true?
Right. When I think this, what happens?
Yep.
And then what? Where would I be if I let
where
it go?
Where would I be without that thought? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, those are such simple questions, but so powerful.
Right.
And I mean, that's why Byron Katie, and by the way, you know, she calls her stuff The Work.
Right.
And the book, her first book is called Loving What Is. Mm-hmm. So if you know, if you want to read that book, it's a you can find those four questions, but you can also, there's a ton of YouTube videos with Byron Katie doing the work, and you know, if you just watch some of those videos, they'll begin to play in your mind automatically,
right.
You know,
they
you'll automatically
your inner tapes.
Find yourself asking those questions,
right.
And once you do that, you know, you're actually doing that T.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're transforming.
You're transforming once you do that. And again, you know, I don't want anybody to get caught up on, oh, well, I must not be doing this right. This is taking too long.
It's I'm a not, life's journey.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, I hope we made the point early on in the program that we're kind of wired this way.
Right. Well, and it's part of the human experience. Like, I don't want to label negative thinking as quote unquote the devil or evil or anything.
No.
Because it's important that we have it so that we see ourselves as separate beings.
Absolutely.
And so to express gratitude for that experience, that we may have the opposite experience.
L-E-N-T. Let's eradicate negative thoughts. If we could. What a difference.
What a world it
what
would
a,
be.
What, you know, at the end of Lent, we celebrate a resurrection.
There
Man,
would be.
There would be. If you could eliminate negative thoughts during Lent, talk about a resurrection moment.
Mm. Woo.
We'll be back here on Strategies. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
same old problems day to day. Makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategy.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about Lent. Let's eradicate negative thoughts. Man, if we could do that. Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway from our time today?
You know, we bring this up most every year, but it's a powerful and transformative reminder of a way that, you know, whether we're observing Lent as a religious rite or just as a time for personal growth, right? Or if we're looking at it as a season.
Well, why couldn't it be both and?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't have to be either or. It can be both and.
I mean, we know from science and from evidence that eliminating or beginning that process of transforming negative thoughts can have a huge impact on our health overall, physical, mental, and emotional.
Yeah.
And so
you were out last weekend pruning in the flower bed, right?
And making space
for what we hope in a few weeks are some absolutely beautiful flowers, right?
I trust
that will be the case for all of us.
Me too.
L-E-N-T, let's eradicate negative thoughts. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting to make the call? For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.